There's a study that shows stress could be just as unhealthy as junk food. This is not exactly radical news, but it's more evidence beginning to build an enormous file on this whole matter of stress and what it can do to the human condition. Nicole Porter is with us from Nicole Porter Wellness. And Nicole is a nutritionist and is here to talk about this study. First of all, it isn't exactly earth-shattering revelation stuff, is it? But again, more pretty solid evidence, Nicole, that stress can tear people apart.
Yeah, definitely. And you're right, it's not earth-shattering. I think the important thing to remember from the get-go is that there's two different types of stress. Well, there's actually more than two different types, but to simplify it, there's short-term acute stress, and then there's the long-term chronic stress. And acute stress will result in hormones, stress hormones flooding through your body, but it's acute, it's short term, and it's not going to do us any damage. In fact, it actually helps us to get projects done, meet deadlines. So as long as we're recovering from that short term stress, we're okay. That's how our bodies were built.
And some of us even say, you know, I manage stress well. In fact, I almost welcome it. I love deadlines, mm-hmm. you know, the pressure of getting mm-hmm. it done on time and right.
Yes.
That's not everyone,
yep.
but some people react that way.
Yeah, exactly. And so everybody has a different sort of rebound rate, let's call it.
Yeah.
And then the other part of it is the long-term chronic stress. And that's what we're really concerned with, is because chronic stress is what leads to a multitude of diseases. So when we're talking about the similarities between chronic stress and high fat diets or high sugar diets or junk food, mm-hmm. The body is a really amazing thing, and I truly believe that if people understood how the body worked, they would probably treat it much better than they do. So what happens when you're under stress is your brain signals that you're under stress. Mm-hmm. Now remember, this can be stress that is actual stress. It could be a conflict with somebody. It could be...
And keep in mind, lots of people are listening to us right now, driving home at 5:45 in Friday afternoon, rush hour, bloody traffic, and that can be more than a little stressful, too.
And it could be traffic.
Yes, it certainly could.
It could be a huge list of emails or texts when you wake up in the morning.
Sure.
So basically... So there's that part of it, but there's also the perception of stress, right? So two different people could be driving in that traffic this afternoon. One person could be, you know, freaking out at the wheel,
sure.
and really stressing out. And the other person, they might be listening to a Deepak Chopra CD and just calm and just appreciative that it's not pouring rain out. Well, mm-hmm. at least it's not where
not
we are.
Not at the moment, anyway.
So anyway, what happens is the brain signals that you're under stress, and then a flood of hormones goes through your body. And one of the things that happens is that cortisol in particular will start to break down tissues and muscles in the body in order to get glucose and fats in order to use that for energy. Because if you think about it, the old sort of stress response model is a zebra running from a lion
sure,
in the jungle, right?
Yeah.
And what does that zebra do? It notices that there's a lion. It prepares to fight or flee, right? The whole fight or flight response syndrome. So what happens is the tissues and the muscles break down because we want glucose in order to have energy in order to fight
sure.
or in order to flee. And so this is exactly what's happening in the body. So the result of that is that we end up with high blood glucose and high fat in our blood. So it's the exact same thing as eating a high sugar diet, which is going to end up with high blood glucose, or a high fat diet, which is going to end up with high fat in the blood.
So people then, and we're talking, by the way, with a certified holistic nutrition consultant, Nicole Porter. And so people who experience or live a lifestyle, Nicole, that involves a fair amount of stress, more than the rest of us, need to pay extra attention to the diet, because if you have a stressful lifestyle coupled with a crappy diet full of junk, you're really going to do yourself some harm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, even the person with the cleanest diet but with high stress can still end up with diabetes. And people don't, you know, we've started to hear that, but if you understand the physiology of the body, it makes sense because, again, like I said, it's breaking down tissues in order to get access to glucose, right? Mm-hmm. So you could have the cleanest diet. You could eat the best food. You could follow, you know, you could eat the cleanest diet and be under extreme stress and still end up with something like diabetes or weight gain or a number of different issues that people are dealing with.
Back to this study. Was it done at Brigham Young University, BYU, mm-hmm. down there in Salt Lake City,
yep.
and another university in China? It was a joint study across the Pacific, and they did this on mice.
Mm-hmm.
And you had some questions. You really got into the study and the nuts and bolts of the way the study was executed and so on. And you wanted to talk about, for example, the mice and how female mice reacted differently than male.
Well, actually, the thing that I'm hoping that people take from this, and this really applies to any time that you hear or see a health related study.
Okay.
You know, this applies to mice. We have similarities with mice, but we aren't mice.
Yes.
And you have to look at every study, even the other study that came out about exercise actually being harmful, like extreme exercise being harmful to your health. What I don't want is for people to hear that study and then say, oh, well, I'm going to stop exercising.
Well, all right. That's the best excuse I've had for not exercising in 5 years.
Exactly.
And it was in the paper. It must be true.
Well, exactly. Right. So then people either take it to an extreme or they think, oh, I don't know what I can believe anymore.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's the worst part. So this is why just being educated and getting as much information as you can from these studies is beneficial to anybody.
Okay, so we don't have a lot of time, Nicole, but you've opened that door, and this is another recent study about a superabundance of exercise. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to one of the oldest cliches in the world that is as true then as it is now. Too much of even a good thing is still too much.
Mm-hmm.
And so too much of healthy, beneficial, positive exercise is still too much.
So a couple things to keep in mind when you are under stress and think about it, your heart starts racing, you start breathing heavier, your pupils actually dilate so you can actually see your threat clearer, mm-hmm. right? Your body, it's an amazing thing. It
wow.
responds so quickly.
I didn't know that part about the pupils.
Exactly. So the other thing, saliva, like there's just so many things that happen even with saliva, right?
Okay.
So what's happening is the blood is pumping through your body. So if it's pumping through your vessels at a super accelerated rate, just like with someone with high blood pressure, mm-hmm. eventually there's damage and tears to those vessels. And that leaves those vessels susceptible to plaque buildup. So this is why stress, right? So exercise is obviously getting your blood pumping, right? Some people can walk out of an exercise session and have high blood pressure or a headache, right? So a similar thing is happening in the body, and that is what is leading to the plaque buildup, which is why this study is interesting.
Well, it's interesting, too, because now we can intersect the two studies, because now we've got the whole matter of stress and those who exercise to relieve stress.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's an interesting conundrum for some. It must be, based on what we're just talking about and how there's the intersection of those two studies.
So my advice in general to people is to be honest with yourself about what you're using exercise for. So exercise, remember, you've got this glucose in your body when you're stressed. What are you supposed to use that glucose for? To run mm-hmm. from the lion.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is we sit there and we email or we ruminate about it or we create drama about things when really we should be getting up and exercising. So people need to be finding, you know, again, it's the moderation is key, but
right.
it's like if not everybody's meant to do CrossFit, not everybody's meant to do yoga. So find something that you love, find something where you can honestly at the end of it say, I feel better. I feel relieved. I don't feel tight and inflamed and exhausted. And
for some, you know what that's going to be? A good brisk walk around the block.
Absolutely.
Nothing
Sometimes
expensive,
that's all people
fancy,
need.
Whatever.
Exactly.
Huh?
Yep.
Okay. So again, moderation is the key.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you for this.
No problem.
It went by far too quickly. I have copious notes that I didn't get a chance to get through. But let me remind our listeners again of the website and the new business, because this is fairly recent. recent. Mm-hmm. It is Nicole Porter Wellness. And Nicole, as I mentioned, is a certified holistic nutrition consultant, healthy weight loss coach, Pilates instructor, and wellness educator. My gosh, I've run out of time just reading your bio on the radio. Best of luck with the new business.
Thank you.
And come by and see us frequently. I know you were on with Jody a couple of weeks ago.
I was, yeah.
Come back. And NicolePorterWellness.com is the website. Thanks. Have a great weekend, Nicole.
Thanks. You too.
Take a quick break right here.